Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here from Minster High School for tonight's varsity volleyball matchup between Minster and Fort Recovery. Minster comes in with a record of 8-10 on the season. They're 1-5 in the conference. Fort Recovery is 8-9 on the season. They are 3-3 in the MAC conference. Fort Recovery lost the junior varsity match tonight. Two very close sets, 27-25 and 25-22. Both of those, Fort Recovery had the lead late in each set, but could not hang on for the win. Leading the conference right now, we have New Bremen and New Knoxville. They're both 6-0 in the league. New Bremen has the shiniest record overall of 18-0 on the season. New Knoxville 16-1. With 4-2 records in the conference and in third place, Coldwater and St. Henry. Coldwater has a 15-2 record. Fort Recovery is in the fifth position in the conference at 3-3 all by themselves. Parkway, Versailles, and Marion Local are all 2-4. Minster is 1-5, and Delphus St. John's is 0-6. Out there for Fort Recovery to start up the match here. We got Whitley Rammel along with Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp. Mara Pearson is out there. Also, Lily Luthold is in the lineup to start out with. And we also have Aubrey Kanapke. And actually, Aubrey just came out. So that meant Marissa Garkey, I believe, went in. Here's Grace Guggenbiller coming in for the Lady Indians. So those are your six for Fort Recovery. We have Rammel, Fortkamp, Guggenbiller, Pearson, Luthold, and also Garkey. And now Aubrey Kanapke does come in to for the Lady Indians, and Whitley Rammel will sit down for a while, not very long, and we'll be set to go here at Minster High School. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland would like to wish the Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's match. Good luck from Dr. Tom Banna and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. And there is an ace serve to start the match by Minster. Serving is Lindy Himmelgarn. She will serve again. This time it's dug out. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson the hit, and it goes out of bounds. So point for the Minster Lady Wildcats. And it's 2-0, Minster on top here. Once again, Lindy Himmelgarn, a junior, serving. A let serve, and it goes over for an ace. A let serve, which are, those are legal these days. Those are serves that just barely tip the top of the net and then fall over onto the opponent's side. In the past, many, many years ago, they were illegal. Of course, those are legal now, and that's many times they do fall for an ace. Another good serve. Here's a hit back over by Grace Guggenbiller, and she got the kill. Grace Guggenbiller with a kill. And it's going to be 3-1 Fort Recovery. Trailing by one, and Grace Guggenbiller will go back to serve now for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Good serve. It's dug out by Minster, and they can't play it. The dig was right into the net. And Minster's Jaden Clooney tried to get there but couldn't do so. Point for Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller picks up a service point. Another good serve. Here's the set at the net for Minster, and a smash and a kill for Minster's Lily Barhorst. Side out Minster. Barhorst with the kill. And it's 4-2. Fort Recovery trails by two. And going back to serve now for the Lady Wildcats is Savannah Bergman. Bergman bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. It's a good serve. Dug out over to the Minster side. Here's a set for Minster. The smash and another kill, or is it? No, they say it was out of bounds. Lily Barhorse thought she had another kill, but it was out of bounds, according to the linesman. So point for Fort Recovery, 4-3 now. And here is Faith Wendell serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's the free ball back to Fort Recovery. Garkey to the net, and unfortunately, she hit it too far to the net. Just on the other side to Minster, and waiting on it was Lily Barhorse, who got a kill. And it's now side out Minster, and it's 5-3. Minster leading by two. Lady Wildcats have only won one conference match this year. So far, they're leading here 5-3 over Fort Recovery. There's a good serve by Ava Greasup, and Fort Recovery cannot turn it. Actually, they did hit it to the net, and then waiting on it again was Barhorse for another kill. It's now 6-3, and give a service point there to Ava Greasup of Minster. Greasup will serve again. Good serve, or is it too long? Service error. So it's 6-4. Fort Recovery back to within two, and going back to serve now is going to be Audra Buck. Audra's a junior on this Lady Indian team. Good serve by Audra, and unfortunately, it looked like it was good, but it was too long also. Service error, Fort Recovery. Again, Fort Recovery narrowly lost the JV match, 27-25 and 25-22. Here's the good serve by Barhorst. Kanapke to Bupp. Now free balling it over is Marissa Garkey. Here's Minster with the set, and the outside hitter gets the kill. Kayla Lamb with a kill for Minster. Barhorst serving again. 8-4 now. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery's Kanapke. Here's Whitley Ramel on a smash. Her first hit of the evening, and she hit it out of bounds. First hit for Whitley Ramel tonight, and it was not in bounds. Another point for Barhorst. She has three kills and two service points. Serves it again. Good serve dug out by Audra Kanapke. Here's Whitley Ramel dicking it over and got the kill. Not the blazing smasheroo-y, but hey, it counts. Kill for Whitley Ramel, and it's 9-5. Fort Recovery back to within four. And Whitley Ramel will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Here is the dig for Minster. The set and the smash and the kill. Outside hitter on the left side, Alyssa Niemeyer getting a kill. Side out Minster. Going back to serve now for the Lady Wildcats is Jaden Clooney, and Minster leads 10-5 here in the first set over Fort Recovery. Clooney, a senior. Good serve dug out by Bupp to the net. Faith Wendell. Here's a smash by Grace Gugner-Biller. A dig by Minster. They free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Oh, can't get it over. Trying to free ball it over there was Mara Balmer for Minster, and she just couldn't get it over the net. Point Fort Recovery. Inside out, Lady Indians. Here's Tegan Fortkamp serving now for Fort Recovery. Tegan is a sophomore on this team, and it's a good serve. And to the net it goes, back over to Minster. Here's the set, back to Fort Recovery. Fortkamp to Kanapke, who will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on a blast, and it's in for a kill. Marissa Garkey gets a kill. Give Tegan Fortkamp the service point, and it's 10-7. Now the officials talking to Coach Gugner-Biller about something. Have no idea what that was all about. Tegan Fortkamp will serve again. Good serve. Here's the set for Minster, and Barhorst got the deep kill. Lily Barhorst with the kill, side out Minster. It's now 11-7. Minster leads by four. And going back to serve for the Lady Wildcats is Alyssa Niemeyer. She is the senior on this team. Serve is too long. Oh, but we played it anyway. Tegan Fortkamp to Garkey. Garkey smashes and got the kill. Marissa Garkey with a kill, her second of the evening. That makes it 11-8 now. Fort Recovery sneaks back to within three. Here comes Mara Pearson in the lineup. Marissa Garkey serving. Good serve. That's an ace serve off the fist of Alyssa Niemeyer, who could not play it. So Marissa Garkey gets an ace serve. She will serve again. 11-9. Lady Indians back to within two here in the first set. Dug out by Minster. Here's the set. The hit and a block by Fort Recovery's Grace Guggenbiller. Grace Guggenbiller with the block. Marissa Garkey goes back to serve. It's now 11-10. Back to within one. This could tie it up. Good serve. Dug out by Minster to the net. Lily Luthold hits it back over. Here's Minster dinking it over to Fort Recovery, and getting the dink kill was Kayla Lamb. Her second kill of the night. Side out Minster. Going back to serve now is Lindy Himmelgarn. Here comes the serve by Himmelgarn, dug out by Marissa Garkey. Fortkamp to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller's hit is too long, but it is tipped. The official said it was tipped by Minster, so give her a kill. Grace Guggenbiller with the kill. That'll be Grace Guggenbiller serving now. Dug out by Minster to the net. Here's the set. The dink back over to Fort Recovery. Luthold will dig it out. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. And they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. So side out to Minster. Going back to serve now for the Lady Wildcats is Savannah Bergman. And the score is now 13-11. Minster by two. Bergman's serve is too long. Service error for Bergman. Fort Recovery's much improved tonight on service errors. They've only had one or two so far. I think they had 16 in that match last week against Coldwater. And there is Fort Recovery picking up a point as Minster cannot make the return. Faith Wendell picks up the service point. And we'll serve again. 13-13, we're all tied. And there's an ace serve for Faith Wendell. Faith putting him in at the right spot. Fort Recovery takes a lead, 14-13. I think that's our first lead of this set. Another good serve. Here's the set for Minster. The hit back over. Fort Recovery is going to be able to play it. There's Mara Pearson on a smash and got the kill. Little cross-court hit. It's in. Nice kill for Mara Pearson. Faith Wendell with the service point. Here's Wendell's serve, dug out by Minster. The set and the smash and a kill for Barhorst. Barhorst hit it off of one of the Lady Indians, and it's her fifth kill of the evening for Lily Barhorst. She's quite a player. Back to serve now for Minster. He is going to be Ava Greasem. You're listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson, and it's a block, but out of bounds. So go ahead and give Pearson the kill. Mara's had a nice evening so far. Back to serve now for Fort Recovery. It is going to be Audra Bupp, and Bupp's serve is good. Ace serve, as a matter of fact. It's that good. Her first ace of the night. It's 17-14. Fort Recovery leads by three. and starting to pull away a little bit. Audra Buff will serve again. Good serve dug out by Minster. Here's the set and the hit over. Fort Recovery plays it. Buff to Wendell. Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel. Rammel on a smash. Played by Minster. The dink over by Barhorst. Wendell will set for Amara Pearson. All right, Marissa Garkey. Now Minster back over to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. A smash and a block for Barhorst. Lily Barhorst with the block. Point Minster. And Barhorst will go back to serve for the Minster Lady Wildcats. 17-15 now. Fort Recovery still leading by two here in the first set. Here's the let serve, but played by Fort Recovery. Kanapke dug it out. Here's a hit over by Tegan Forkamp. Back to the top of the net. Whitley Rammel on a smash. Minster plays it. Back to Fort Recovery to the net, and nobody can play it. Minster gets the point. Faith Wendell dug it out and hit it to the net, but nobody could get there to play it, and Barhorst picks up a point. It's going to be 17-16 now. Minster back to within one. And this is a good serve by Barhorst. Buff to Wendell. Wendell sets for Forkamp. Forkamp gets the kill. Tegan Forkamp, her first kill of the night. And it's 18-16 now. We're broadcasting tonight from Minster, Ohio. It's actually the Minster Middle School, but that's where the gym is for the high school now. Here's Whitley Rammel. Set by Minster back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for the outside hitter, Tegan Forkamp, who dinks it over. Minster free-balling it over to Fort Recovery. Buff will dig it out. Here's the smash by Marissa Garkey, and Marissa gets the kill. That is her third kill for tonight, but the first one in a while. Whitley Rammel serving. Here comes the serve. It's a good serve dug out by Minster. Smash by the Lady Wildcats. And there is a kill for Kayla Lamb, her third of the evening. Side out Minster. Here's Jaden Clooney going back to serve. Fairly certain that she's the daughter of the Minster athletic director here, Josh Clooney. And she has a good serve. Marissa Garkey digs it out the window. Back to Garkey on the smash and got the kill. She hit that off of Ava Griesem. Garkey with kill number four on the night. And Tegan Forkamp will go back to serve. 20-17, Fort Recovery leads by three. Tegan Forkamp serve is a good one. Here's the pass and back over to Fort Recovery. The set and the smash. Lily Luthold on the hit, couldn't get the kill. Back to Fort Recovery, and it's hit out of bounds. Point, Fort Recovery. And timeout for the Minster Lady Wildcats with the score. Fort Recovery leading here 21-17 over Minster. We'll be back in just a moment.
This just in, Cooper Farms would like to congratulate all area volleyball and football teams on a successful season this fall. Players, parents, and coaches know that the teams that work together and are in top condition are the ones that will be on top this winning season. And a diet of delicious turkey could be part of that key to success. This secret is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The secret is to play hard and eat more Cooper turkey.
Eric Catterly is our studio producer at the radio station. Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget you can hear Fort Recovery's homecoming game tomorrow night on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fortway and Parkway tomorrow night. Tegan Forkamp will serve again here for the Lady Indians. We'll have the Jay County lapel football game at 105.3 FM tomorrow night. Minster dinks it over. Back to Minster. Here's the set. The smash. And the block by Grace Guggenbiller. Oh, Minster keeps it alive. About four hits. Grace Guggenbiller gets the kill. 22-17 now. Here's the serve by Tegan Fortkamp. Another good one by Tegan. Back to Fort Recovery. Can't get there. It's a kill for Minster. Didn't catch who that was that had the kill, but Minster definitely had the points. Side out Minster, 22-18. Fort Recovery leading by four here. We're in the first set. Getting down to the end. Good serve by Minster. Marissa Garkey digs it out. Passes it to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp sets for Grace Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller gets the easy kill. Just a soft little hit for Guggenbiller for her fourth kill of the night. It's now 23-18. Now back to serve is Marissa Garkey for Fort Recovery. She could close it out with a couple of points here. Good serve. Bench is going to have to just free ball it over, and they can't get it over. Point for Marissa Garkey, and we're down to the set point here. 24-18. Fort Recovery leads by six. Here's Garkey's serve. Good serve dug out by Minster. Back to Fort Recovery and a kill. Deep hit there and a deep kill for Alyssa Niemeyer. Side out Minster. That gives them one last hope here. They need to make a run. 24-19. Fort Recovery leading by five. We're in the first set again. It's a good serve dug out by Garkey to the net. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Garkey will free ball it over at the net again, but they can't hit it over, but it's still alive. Barhorst hits it over and got the kill. A little bit of luck there for Minster, but hey, it worked out. Barhorst ends up with the kill. Lindy Himmelgarn serving here for Minster, 24-20 now. And they're going to call point on Fort Recovery, a rotation violation on Fort Recovery. Point for Minster, rotation violation on Fort Recovery.
Okay, here we go.
And so another service point there for Lindy Himmelgarn. That's 24-21. Here's the serve dug out by Guggenbiller. There's Pearson to Fortkamp. Fortkamp free balls it over. Set at the net for Minster, and they hit it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery wins 25-21. Fort Recovery wins 25-21 in the first set. It's 1-0. Second set coming up here from Minster High School. Fort Recovery and Minster in high school volleyball.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Calp Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Calp Pharmacy has a variety of over-the-counter cold and flu medication and is offering flu vaccines. Schedule your flu shot ahead of time by calling Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 1-800-686-2314 or just stop in. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Minster High School, Fort Recovery has won the first set. 25-21 after trailing actually much of the set, kind of taking the lead around the middle part of the set there. Again, we lost the junior varsity match tonight. Minster winning the first set 27-25 and Minster winning the second set and the match 25-22. Two very close sets, and actually Fort Recovery led in both sets late in the sets, but could not win either one. Here's the first serve for Fort Recovery, and there is a kill for Whitley Rammel as it came back to Fort Recovery. Rammel was waiting on it, and she gets her second kill of the night. Unusual for Whitley only to get one kill in a set. That's all she had in that first set. There's an ace serve for Grace Guggenbiller. So Guggenbiller picks up two quick service points here, including an ace serve. 2-0 now, Fort Recovery with the early lead. Guggenbiller serving again. Here's the pass and the smash by Barhorst. Fort Recovery not able to play it. Lily Barhorst gets the kill. It's side out for Minster. Barhorst had six kills in the first set alone tonight. She is quite a player. And don't list her height, but she's a fairly tall young lady. Now serving for Minster is Savannah Bergman. Good serve. There's a pass from Pearson to Tegan Fortkamp. Whitley Rammel hits it back. Minster back over to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel will set for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the hit. And there's a block. I believe they're going to give that to Jaden Clooney for Minster. Clooney and Barhorst were there together. Tied up to 2-2. Serving again to Savannah Bergman. And she gets an ace serve. And now Minster has regained the lead, or taken the lead for the first time tonight at 3-2. First time in this set. They led quite a bit in that first set until Fort Recovery finally was able to fight back and take the lead. I don't know, somewhere around like 11-10 or something like that. Pearson sets for Lily Luthold, and Lily got the kill. Lily Luthold with her first kill of the night. Side out Fort Recovery. Going back to serve is Faith Wendell. Wendell will serve. We got Kanapke, Garkey, Pearson, Fortkamp, Rammel, and Wendell in the lineup for Fort Recovery right now. Good serve. Here's a smash by Minster, and there's a kill. Megan Fortman with the kill. That's her first kill of the evening. Side out Minster, and it's going to be Ava Greasup going back to serve for the Lady Wildcats. Minster is 8-10 on the year. Fort Recovery 8-9. So overall, they have similar records. There's Mara Pearson digging it out. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on the outside hit, and she got the kill. It was blocked by Minster, but the block went out of bounds. So give Tegan Fortkamp the kill. Her second kill. 4-4. Fort Recovery has the better conference record, though, at 3-3, and Minster's only 1-5 in the conference. Here's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery. The hit by Minster. Dug out by Fort Recovery's Audra Bupp. Here's Whitley Rammel back to Minster, back over to Fort Recovery. They're going to call a double hit on Minster. Point Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp back to serve. Good serve. set for Minster. Here's Barhorse with a smash. It's out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up another point. 6-4. Lady Indians lead by two now. Audra Bupp bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. And it's out of bounds by Audra. One of our few service errors tonight. Side out to Minster. It's 6-5. And going back to serve is Lily Barhorst. This Barhorst girl is only a sophomore. And what a very impressive player. Only a sophomore. That's amazing. Here's Marissa Garkey hitting it out of bounds. Smash by Garkey goes out of bounds. Lily Barhorst has seven of her team's, has seven kills so far here in this match, leading all players in that department. Good serve by Barhorst again. Here's a set for Minster. The hit back over to Fort Recovery, and it is out of bounds. Side out, Lady Indians, as Alyssa Niemeyer hits it out of bounds on a cross-court smash. And Whitley Rammel will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. It's in the net for a service error. Fort Recovery plays Fort Loramie on Saturday morning. Varsity should be about 10 o'clock. We'll have the match for you here on the radio at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Here is a good serve by Jaden Clooney. Hit back over by Fort Recovery and a kill. Sorry, I missed who that was, but Fort Recovery got the kill. And going back to serve is Tegan Fortkamp. Fort Recovery leads 8-7. Good serve by Tegan. Here's the set for Minster. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kanapke was set for Luthold. Luthold free balls it over. Here's Minster on the set. Outside hitter. Niemeyer to Fort Recovery. Now Tegan Fortkamp sets for Garkey. Blocked by Minster. Here's Fort Recovery again. Lily Luthold on the hit. Played by Minster, but into the net. Point Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp picks up the service point. Now 9-7. Fort Recovery leads by two. Here comes Tegan's serve. It's good. Dug out by Minster. To the net it goes. Here's the set. The hit by the middle hitter is back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke will dig it out. Marissa Garkey on a smash and got the kill. Marissa's had a nice night tonight. She has a total of five kills on the evening. Now 10-7. Tegan Fortkamp serving again, and it's an ace serve for Tegan off of the hands of Alyssa Niemeyer. And for Tegan, that is her first ace serve of the night. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by Barhorst, and she hits it out of bounds. Another ace serve. Timeout. Minster, Fort Recovery leads here now 12-7 in the second set. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Back here at Minster High School. Pretty decent crowd on hand here tonight. Fort Recovery has two tough matches next week in the conference on Tuesday at home with Versailles, and then we travel to tough New Bremen on Thursday night. What a way to wrap up the conference year on Thursday. The tournament drawing is this Sunday, so we'll know on Sunday who Fort Recovery will be playing. Fort Recovery is expected to have a home match the first round in the tournament, which we'll be broadcasting here on the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's Marissa Garkey on a smash and got a kill. They say it was tips. Kill number six for Marissa Garkey. Tegan Fortkamp picks up another point. She's had a nice little run here. It's 12-7, or 13-7. I believe it was 8-7 when she started serving, so she has served five in a row. Tegan Fortkamp, another good serve dug out by Barhorst. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kanapke will set it for Garkey. Garkey on the smash, played by Minster. Here's the set. Niemeyer goes back to Fort Recovery, dug out by Bupp. Tegan Fortkamp goes to Grace Guggenbiller. They're going to call illegal hit on Guggenbiller, I believe. Side out Minster. And going back to serve now is Alyssa Niemeyer. Alyssa bouncing the ball. Here comes the serve. Good serve dug out by Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp, and nobody can get there to play it. Audra didn't quite get that to where she wanted it to go, and Tegan Fortkamp had to run a long way to try to keep it in play. She did keep it in play, but nobody else could get to it. So there's a point for Niemeyer. Good serve by Niemeyer. Here's a smash by Garkey, and Minster plays it, a battle at the net. And there is a kill for Megan Fortman of Minster. Another service point for Niemeyer. And it's 13-10 now. Here comes Niemeyer's serve. Dug out by Kanapke. There's Guggenbiller on a smash. They say it's out of bounds. Guggenbiller's hit, cross-court hit, out of bounds. Another service point for Alyssa Niemeyer. She'll serve again. 13-11. Fort Recovery leads by two. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to Fortkamp. Fortkamp sets for Garkey. Garkey hits it back over. Here's Minster free-balling it back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke to the net. Here's a smash by Guggenbiller, and there is a block, I believe. Kayla Lamb's going to be given credit for a block. Another point for Niemeyer. And all of a sudden, it's almost a tie score here, 13-12. Fort Recovery leads by one, but there's a service error for Niemeyer into the net. Not enough mustard on that one. And Fort Recovery will go back to serve. Side out Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey with the serve now. She has one ace serve tonight. Let's get another one right here. Nope, not the case. Here's the set for Minster. Back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke will pop it up to Lily Luthold. Luthold on a hit, played by Minster. Smash back to Fort Recovery. There's a kill for Minster's Kayla Lamb. Her fourth kill of the evening. Side out Minster, and going back to serve as the libero, Lindy Himmelgarn. She has a total of five service points tonight already, including two aces. Good serve there. Here's Marissa Garkey on a smash. It's a little bit too long. Over the end line. Tie score, 14-14. Minster's coming back here. There's a good serve. Guggenbiller, here's the hit by Mara Pearson. Can't get it over the net. And it's a point for Minster, and they lead now. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Minster goes into a 15-14 lead here. We'll be back in just a moment right after this. Timeout, Lady Indians.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Medicare Part D open enrollment is going on October 15th through December 7th. Oftentimes, open enrollment can be a difficult process to navigate. Let a Medicare Part D specialist help you by scheduling an appointment to review plans that work best for your medications. Call 419-375-2323 to schedule an appointment today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Okay, back here at Minster High School. Minster has taken the lead here in the second set. Fort Recovery won the first set, 20 5-21. Lindy Himmelgarn serving here. Cammy Garman is the head coach of the Minster Lady Wildcats. Travis Guggenbiller, the head coach of Fort Recovery. Here's Grace Guggenbiller on a hit back to Minster after a good serve. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller was set for Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp hits it over on the second hit. And there is Barhorst with another kill. She could be on my team anytime. She is an all-conference player for sure. Another service point for Lindy Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn's serve is an ace serve as Fort Recovery cannot return it. 17-14, all of a sudden, Minster's leading by three here. They've had quite a run. Here's Himmelgarn serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. Fortkamp was set for Whitley Rammel and got the kill. Whitley Rammel came rushing up towards the net, hit it over at the same time, and picked up the kill. That's only her third kill of the evening. She has been kept out of the offense here so far tonight. Grace Guggenbiller on the serve. Hit back over to Fort Recovery, and there's Barhorst waiting on it, and she gets another kill. Kill number nine for Lily Barhorst. Side out. Minster Lady Wildcats going back to serve now is Savannah Bergman. Savannah has a service point and an ace serve. And now she has a service error. She hit that one over the end line. In comes Faith Wendell to serve, and Lily Lutho will go out. Fort Recovery also has Aubrey Kanapke, Marissa Garkey, Mara Pearson, Tegan Fortkamp, Whitley Rammel in there at the moment. And here is a kill for Minster's Jaden Clooney. Picks up her first kill of the evening. That makes it 19-16 now. Minster leads by three. Serving is Ava Greasop. Good serve. Mara Pearson to Faith Wendell. Back to Mara Pearson, and Mara got the kill. Mara Pearson with the kill for Fort Recovery, her third. 19-17, Lady Indians draw back to within two. Here's Audra Bupp. Audra Bupp serving, good serve, dug out by Minster, and they can't play it. Give Audra an ace serve, her second of the evening. 19-18 now. Audra set to go once again. Good serve dug out by the libero for Minster. Here's the smash. And a block by Whitley Rammel. Fort Recovery side out. Nope, take that back. That block went out of bounds. So Minster picks up the point. Here is Barhorst still serving. Good serve, and Whitley Rammel free balls it over. Somehow saved that miraculously. And there's Clooney with another kill. Jaden Clooney with a kill. And that's going to be timeout Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery now trails 21-18. Minster on top by 3 points here in the second set.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, there's still time for Fort Recovery to salvage this set, but they're trailing 21-18, and Minster has the serve. Is the score. Hey. Menster on top. Here is Barhorst with the serve. Sophomore Lily Barhorst. It is a good serve and an ace serve off the fist there of Audra Bupp. 22-18. Port Recovery needs to stop the bleeding here right now. Another point for Menster would make it pretty much impossible to come back. And Barhorst, good serve. Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. A smash and got the kill. There's old Whitley's hard-hitting kill. And Fort Recovery gets side out, trailing only by three, 22-19. Whitley Rammel goes back to serve. Whitley's serve has been much better as of recent. Let's see if she can run off a few points here. Good serve, dug out by Barhorst. Clooney back over to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery hits it out of bounds. Side out. Menster, Point Menster, 23-19 now. One more point for Menster, and this one's basically over with. Clooney will serve here for Menster. It is a good serve, dug out by Grace Guggenbeller at the net. Here's the smash and the kill by Kayla Lamb. And it's now 24-19. Clooney serving here for the Lady Wildcats. Good serve. Dug out by Bupp. Wendell will set for Garkey. Garkey a deep hit. Played by Menster. They keep it alive. Back to Fort Recovery. Bupp to Wendell. Wendell sets for Grace Guggenbiller. And they're going to call a hitting error on Fort Recovery. And it's 25-19. Fort Recovery has just lost the second set. 25-19. That ties it up at one apiece. That means we're going to go at least four sets tonight. We'll be back in a moment with set number three right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
School is in session, the pool is closed, the leaves are turning colors. It is fall time. This time of the year, farmers have geared up for harvest and there is more equipment moving to and from fields. So enjoy this time of the year, but be careful. When it comes to safety, we all need to pay attention. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 800-637-7161. Again, 800-637-7161.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaup Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Don't let the flu bug keep you and your family from staying healthy. As flu season gets underway, Kaup Pharmacy can help you prepare for this flu season. Kaup Pharmacy has a variety of over-the-counter cold and flu medication and is offering flu vaccines. Schedule your flu shot ahead of time by calling Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 1-800-686-2314. Or just stop in. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school. physical activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, serving first here in the third set, Minster. Minster's Lindy Himmelgarten. There's a kill for Mara Pearson for Fort Recovery, her fourth of the evening. And Grace Guggenbiller will serve now for Fort Recovery and gets an ace serve for Grace Guggenbiller. So Fort Recovery off to a good start here in the third set, leading 2-0. Guggenbiller will go back to serve again. Good serve. Free balling it over and out of bounds. Point for Fort Recovery. Minster never could quite get that in play the way they wanted to after the serve by Guggenbiller. So good serve there by Guggenbiller. 3-0 now. There's another good serve by Guggenbiller. Clooney. And she got it over to Lindy Himmelgarten, but Himmelgarten could not hit it over the net. Another point for Guggenbiller. And it's now 4-0. Good serve by Guggenbiller. And played by Tegan Fortkamp, and nobody's there to get it. I think if Fort Recovery would have let that go, I think that would have been out of bounds. But we didn't do it. Side out Minster. 4-1 now is the score. Here comes the serve by Minster. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to Fortkamp. Mara Pearson dinks it over. Here's the set for Clooney. And Clooney set it there for Barhorst. And Barhorst picks up the kill. She is an amazing player for a sophomore. 10 kills now for Barhorst to lead all players tonight in that category. Here's the serve by Savannah Bergman. Good serve. Fortkamp will set for Whitley Rammel. And Rammel picks up a kill. Whitley starting to warm up a bit. That is her fifth kill of the evening. Way under what her normal average is, but she's still got time to add to that. Faith Wendell serving now for the Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Minster's Savannah Bergman. Here's a smash by Barhorst, and it's off a block by Tegan Fortkamp and out of bounds. So Barhorst gets the kill. Number 11 for her, and back to serve now is Ava Greasem. For Minster, it's 5-3. Fort Recovery leads by 2. We're tied at one set apiece here in this match tonight. Dug out by Aubrey Kanapke and could not get it to a teammate. So I'm going to go ahead and give an ace serve to Ava Greasep on that. She will serve again. 5-4. There's Amara Pearson to Wendell. Wendell sets for Pearson. Pearson gets the kill. Hit it through a couple of blocks by Minster. Marson has a big smile on her face. Mara has a big smile on her face. That's kill number 5 for Mara Pearson. Here's Audra Bupp to go back to serve for Fort Recovery. It's a let serve and an ace serve. Gotcha! Audra Bupp picks up an ace serve. 7-4, Lady Indians by 3. There's dugout. This time by Minster. There's a smash and a block by Tegan Fortkamp. Clooney sets for Barhols. Fort Recovery's Kanapke plays it nicely. Garkey hits it back over. Clooney on a set again. Here's an outside hit blocked by Whitley Rammel. Rammel keeps it alive on the Fort Recovery side now. Kanapke free balling it over. Clooney will set for Barhols on the outside hitting position. We're going to say Minster was in the net. Minster in the net, said the official. Side out Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp back to serve. And it's a good serve. Dink over by Minster. Wendell to Rammel. Here's Marissa Garkey getting the kill. Marissa Garkey with a kill, and for her tonight, that is kill number 7 for Marissa. And it's 9-4, Fort Recovery by 5, and calling timeout, the Minster Wildcats, so we'll return in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
We're in the third set tonight. Both teams have won one set. And Fort Recovery leads here in the third set, 9-4. This would be a nice win for Fort Recovery to win this third set. Certainly would not guarantee them the win on the match, but would be a big advantage for them to lead 2-1. Here's Audra Buff's serve again. Good serve, dug out. Set for Clooney to Barhorst. Barhorst on the smash, and she hits it out of bounds. No. Now the official said it was tipped by Fort Recovery. So give Barhorst the kill. Kill number 12 for her. And Barhorst will go back to serve, side out Minster. 9-5 now, Fort Recovery leading by 4. Dug out by Kanapke to Wendell. Wendell will set for Garkey. A block by Minster, played by Fort Recovery. Wendell to Whitley Rammel. Rammel, two hands, shoves it over. Here's a smash by, you guessed it, Barhorst with a kill. Deep hit there.
Hey, right here!
Right here.
9-6 now. Barhorst picks up another service point, and she hits this one out of bounds on a service error. So Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Side out Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leading 10-6. Here in set number 3, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And there is a service error for Whitley Rammel. She hits it out of bounds. Point Minster. It's now 10-7. Fort Recovery leads by 3. And here's Clooney to serve for Minster. Jaden Clooney, ace serve for her. She will serve again. She's a good, solid player. She's the setter for Minster. Good serve there. Kanapke to Wendell. Wendell to Garkey. Garkey hits it out of bounds. Point for Clooney. 10-9 now. Minster sneaking back in this one. Only trailing by 2. Clooney's serve is a good one. A serve. Nobody could get there. Hit right by the back line. That's 2 ace serves for Clooney here in this service. And that ties up the score, 10-10. Jaden Clooney serving again. Dug out by Whitley Rammel to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for the outside hitter, Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the smash. Played back by Minster, by Niemeyer. Fort Recovery back over to Minster. Here's Niemeyer's smash. Dug out by Bupp. Wendell. Here's Whitley Rammel, a very deep hit. And saved by Minster, back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Rammel again. Another smash at the net. Played by Fort Recovery, and they can't get it over. Point Minster, and Minster has taken the lead 11-10 here. Another service point for Clooney. And they lead by 1. Minster on top in this third set. All of a sudden, Fort Recovery's lead has disappeared. Good hit by Whitley Rammel. Here's the set for Minster. Niemeyer on the smash, played by Fort Recovery's Buff. Here's Marissa Garkey back to Minster. at the net, and they're going to call illegal hit on Minster. Keegan Fortkamp goes back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Coming into the lineup will be Lily Luthold. So we've got Guggenbiller, Luthold, and Garkey up front. Whitley Rammel and Bupp and Fortkamp on the back line at the moment. Here we go with the serve for Teagan Fortkamp. And it's a service error in the net. Point Minster, it's 12-11. Minster regains the lead. Back to serve now is Alyssa Niemeyer for the Minster Lady Wildcats. Niemeyer's serve is dug out by Whitley Rammel to the net, and Keegan Fortkamp plays it, but she went under the net. Violation. Timeout, Fort Recovery, 13-11. Fort Recovery trailing by two now. We'll be back in a moment. Timeout, Lady Indians.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Minster continues to serve here, leading 13-11. Minster is excited. They feel like they have a chance to win this match. Fort Recovery not playing poorly necessarily, but certainly not willing to take charge here. Here's Alyssa Niemeyer serving again for the Minster Lady Wildcats. And it's a good serve dug out by Whitley Rammel to the net. And I'm going to say Minster was in the net. It went out of bounds anyway. Side out, Fort Recovery. Now it is Marissa Garkey serving for the Lady Indians, and we trail by just one, 13-12. So Garkey can tie it up right here. Here's the good serve. The set and the dink over by Minster, and they couldn't get it over on... Couldn't get it over in three hits. Mara Balmer could not get it over. Point for Fort Recovery for Marissa Garkey. And we have a tie score, 13-13. And is an ace serve? Not quite. Minster free balls it back. Whitley Rammel to Teagan Fortkamp, and Teagan went under the net. Violation. So Minster now leads again, 14-13. Good serve dug out by Garkey to Fortkamp. Lily Luthold hits it over. Here's the set for Minster back to Fort Recovery. Bomber. Teagan Fortkamp to Whitney Rammel. Rammel's hit. Had a miss hit there into the net. Point Minster. Serving, by the way, for Minster now is Lindy Himmelgarn. She has had a lot of service points tonight. Up around 10 so far. And there's almost an ace serve kept in play by Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller free balls it over. Here's the set for Minster. Clooney to Barhorst, and Barhorst smashed it down. Lily Barhorst with her 14th kill of the night. She's having a Whitley Rammel-like night tonight for Minster. Another service point for Lindy Himmelgarn. 16-13. Service error in the net. Side out, Fort Recovery. That helps. 16-14. Fort Recovery trails by two. Grace Guggenbiller goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Minster. The set, and here's the smash. And going to call a block there for Fort Recovery. Yep, block for Fort Recovery. I didn't see who it was. I'm sorry. Grace Guggenbiller picks up the point. She will serve again. Good serve, and here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. And it's a kill for Minster. Was deflected by Fort Recovery.
You got her.
And went out of bounds after it was tipped. 17-15. Minster leads by two. Going back to serve now is Savannah Bergman. Bergman's serve is dug out by Marissa Garkey. Fort Camp to Whitley Rammel, who free balls it over. Played by Minster. Here's Barhorst. Miss hit it. Point Fort Recovery. Barhorst into the net on her hit. Side out Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell goes back to serve now. And we're down to a one-point lead. Minster 17 and Fort Recovery 16. Faith Wendell, good serve. Ace serve off of the dig by Savannah Bergman. So Faith Wendell with her second ace serve of the night. Serves again. Dug out by, once again, Bergman. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell to Whitley Rammel. And a block by Barhorst. Wow. She is having a heck of a match here. That is her second block of the evening. To go along with 14 kills. Side out Minster. And Ava Greasup serving now for the Lady Wildcats as they lead by one, 18-17. And Whitley Rammel saves that somehow. Back over to Minster. And here's Barhorst back over to Fort Recovery. They're going to call a double hit on her. Hitting error on Lily Barhorst that time as Barhorst tried to catch the Lady Indians asleep, hitting it over on the second hit, and she couldn't get it done. 18-18, all tied. Here's Audra Bupp for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Barhorst to the middle. Back over to Fort Recovery. Bupp to Wendell. Wendell sets for Marissa Garkey. And Garkey gets the kill. Marissa Garkey with the kill. Give Audra Bupp a service point. And Audra will serve again. Good serve dug out by Minster. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kanapke to Wendell. Wendell to Whitley Rammel. And give Wendell the assist. Whitley Rammel the smash for the kill. Kill number six for Whitley. And Fort Recovery's gone ahead 20-18. We'll return as Minster calls timeout. We'll return Lady Indians on top here by 2 points, 20-18.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
All right, set to go here. Audra Bupp will serve again. She has 2, 4, 6, 8 service points on the evening, and three of those are ace serves. 20-18, Lady Indians on top by two here. Here's Bupp's serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Minster, and actually it's an ace serve. The dig was good, but it hit the antenna. Ace serve number four for Audra Bupp. She'll serve it again. It's 21-18. Good serve by Audra. Clooney hits it over on the second hit to Fort Recovery. Wendell to Whitley Rammel. And they're going to say Minster in the net. Point Fort Recovery. Minster in the net there. Give Audra Bupp another service point. She will serve again. Barhorst will pass. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Played by Fort Recovery off of Niemeyer's hit. Here's a block by Barhorst. Fort Recovery plays it again. Whitley Rammel a smash. Played by Minster. Clooney to the net. And Whitley Rammel hits it over. And they say illegal hit on Whitley Ramel. Whitley can't believe it. She thought she had a kill. Side out Minster, 22-19. Fort Recovery leads by three. Barhorse serving now for the Lady Wildcats of Minster. Good serve. Dug out by Kanapke to Wendell. Wendell will set for Whitley Ramel. Ram on a smash and hits it through the block by Minster. Kill number seven for Whitley Ramel. And Whitley goes back to serve and could close this match or this set out. We are tied at one set apiece. This would give Fort Recovery a 2-1 lead. Good serve. Here's the dink over by Minster, by Kayla Lamb. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan gets the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with the kill. And it's her second kill of the evening. And that makes it 24-19. We have set point for Whitley Ramel. Good serve. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey on the smash, played by Minster, trying to stay alive. Back to Fort Recovery. Garkey to Wendell. Wendell sets for Whitley Ramel. Ramel smashes it over. Here's Minster at the net. Tegan Fortkamp hits it back to Minster. Minster on the set, freeballing it back over and out of bounds, and that's it. 25-19. Fort Recovery wins the third set, 25-19. So Fort Recovery has won 25-21 in the first set, winning the third set 25-19. Minster won the second set 25-19. So we are at a 2-1 advantage for Fort Recovery now. Win this next set and this match is over. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
This is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Medicare Part D open enrollment is going on October 15th through December 7th. Oftentimes, open enrollment can be a difficult process to navigate. Let a Medicare Part D specialist help you by scheduling an appointment to review plans that work best for your medications. Call 419-375-2323 to schedule an appointment today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Okay, we're set to go here with set number four. This could be the end of the match, or if not, we'll go to set five. Fort Recovery wins this. It's over 3-1. Minster wins it. We are tied up at 2 sets apiece, and we go to a tie-breaking fifth set. We have not had a five-set match, the ones that I have been broadcasting, yet this season. Next week, Fort Recovery, two tough conference matches on Tuesday at home with Versailles, on Thursday at New Bremen. Here's a hit by Minster after the Fort Recovery serve. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's a set for Guggenbiller to Mara Pearson. Pearson on the hit. Played by Minster. Back over to Fort Recovery. At the net. And there's a kill for Barhorst. Lily Barhorst, kill number 15 tonight for Barhorst of Minster. 1-0. Minster takes the early lead here in the fourth set. Back to serve now is Savannah Bergman. Bergman's serve is too long. Out of bounds. Side out, Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will come in for Lily Luthold. Luthold will leave. Wendell will serve. Good serve by Faith Wendell. Clooney passing to Barhorst, who hits it over and got the kill. Give Clooney the assist. Barhorst, kill number 16 on the night. Goodness sakes. What a night she is having. Back to serve Ava Grisa. 2-1. Minster leads by one. And almost an ace serve. There's Kanapke free-balling it over. Here's Clooney setting for the outside hitter, who is Alyssa Niemeyer, and it's a kill.
Hey, right here!
Niemeyer with her third kill of the evening. 3-1 now. Minster takes a lead. Serving once again is Ava Grisup for Minster, and this one is too long. Service air. Here comes Audra Bupp in to serve for Fort Recovery. We also have Faith Wendell, Aubrey Kanapke, Tegan Fordkamp, Whitley Rammel, and Marissa Garkey in there at the moment. Ace serve for Audra Bupp. Audra has 11 service points tonight. And of those 11, five are aces. Good serve again. And there's a kill for Niemeyer of Minster. 4-3 on the kill. Makes it 4-3 now. And here is super sophomore Barhorst serving. Whitley Rammel, a smash back. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Rammel. And Rammel will smash it down. Whitley Rammel gets her eighth kill of the evening. 4-4 tie. Side out Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller goes back. No. Oh, take that back. They said it was not a kill for Whitley Rammel. So scratch that kill. Point for Minster. I don't know what happened there. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley. Whitley a smash. Blocked by Minster. Now Marissa Garkey hits it back over to Minster. Here's Niemeyer back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Kanapke. And here is a dink over by Whitley Rammel. And there's her eighth kill now of the night. And Whitley Rammel goes back to serve, and it's now 5-4. Minster leads by one. Fort Recovery, though, could tie it up right here. Good serve. Ace serve for Whitley Rammel. That is her first ace serve of the night. She actually has four service points altogether. 5-5, we're all tied. Rammel, let serve, another ace serve. Little let serve that nobody could get to. And it's 6-5. Fort Recovery has taken the lead. Here's the next serve for Whitley Rammel. It's a good one. Here's the set for Minster Niemeyer on the outside hitting position. Back to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey on a smash. It's too long. Out of bounds. Hitting error for Garkey. And it's now tied at 6-6. Side out, Minster, and going back to serve is Jaden Clooney. Clooney's had a pretty good service night tonight. Dug out by Whitley Rammel to Grace Guggenbiller. Sets for Marissa Garkey. Garkey hits it back to Minster. Now there's Barhorst back to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery hits it out of bounds. Give Barhorst another kill. Number 17 on the night. Here's a serve by Clooney. And now Minster hits it back over, and Clooney ends up getting the kill. Clooney dived for that one, saved it, and got the kill. How about that? Picks up the kill and the service point. She'll serve again. 8-6, Minster by 2. Dug out by Bup to Wendell. Wendell sets for Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan mishit that. Nine to six.
Keep on, let's go.
Another service point for Clooney. Clooney serves again. Good serve again. A block by Minster's Kayla Lamb. Another point for Minster. Timeout Fort Recovery as Minster has taken a 10-6 lead here in set number three. We'll be back in a moment.
This just in, Cooper Farms would like to congratulate all area volleyball and football teams on a successful season this fall. Players, parents, and coaches know that the teams that work together and are in top condition are the ones that will be on top this winning season. And a diet of delicious turkey could be part of that key to success. This secret is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The secret is to play hard and eat more Cooper turkey.
N6, Minster leading by 4. Clooney's been on a run here. Jaden Clooney on service points. She has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 service points. No, let's see. It's not right. About 12 service points for her. Good serve again. Back to Minster. Here's the smash by Niemeyer. Got the kill. Outside hitter, Alyssa Niemeyer with a kill. Let's see. Clooney has 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 service points now for Jaden Clooney. And there's a service error hitting over the end line. That will stop the serve as Clooney self-destructs. Makes it 11-7, Fort Recovery trailing by 4, and side out Fort Recovery. Serving now is Tegan Fortkamp. Good serve. At the net is Grace Guggenbiller. Back to Minster. They can't return it. Point Fort Recovery. Service point for Tegan Fortkamp. Good serve again, and an ace serve as Minster cannot return it. Another service point. It's 11-9. Fort Recovery right back to within 2 points. Fort Camp serve is a service error. Side out to Minster. Service error, Fort Recovery. Back to serve now is Alyssa Niemeyer. Niemeyer is one of the seniors on this Minster team. It is a good serve to Whitley Rammel, who passes to the front line. And there's a smash by Marissa Garkey and out of bounds. Service point for Alyssa Niemeyer. She'll serve again. It's 13-9 now. Niemeyer's serve is dug out by Whitley Rammel. for camp. And now free balling it over is Marissa Garkey, but she can't get it over. And it's Point Minster. Another service point for Alyssa Niemeyer. Serves again. Dug out by Garkey to Fort Camp. Fort Camp sets for Garkey. Garkey on the smash. Back to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel up to the net to Grace Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller can't get it over the net. Point Minster. 15-9 now. Another service point for Alyssa Niemeyer. Minster leads by six. They win this set. We'll go to set number five tonight.
Great job.
Here is a good serve dug out by Fort Camp to Bupp. Bupp setting for Grace Guggenbiller. Deep hit. Minster plays it. Here's Barhorst on the hit back over. Guggenbiller sets for Garkey. Garkey on a smash and got the kill. Hits it through the block there by Minster's Kayla Lamb. Now going back to serve is Marissa Garkey. Good serve dug out by Niemeyer. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel passes. There's Mara Pearson on the hit back over, and Minster cannot return it. Point for Marissa Garkey. Garkey's serve is good. Niemeyer frees it back to Fort Recovery. Rammel to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller on the hit and a block, and it goes out of bounds. Give Guggenbiller the kill. Another service point for Marissa Garkey. She will serve again. It's 15-12. Fort Recovery back to within three. Ace serve for Marissa Garkey. 15-13 now. Fort Recovery back to within two here in this fourth set. Fort Recovery already leads 2-1. Garkey's serve is a good one. Dug out. And an ace, another ace serve. That was dug out, but right into the net. And now timeout Minster as Fort Recovery has come back to within a point. Minster 15, Fort Recovery 14 will return.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Medicare Part D open enrollment is going on October 15th through December 7th. Oftentimes, open enrollment can be a difficult process to navigate. Let a Medicare Part D specialist help you by scheduling an appointment to review plans that work best for your medications. Call 419-375-2323 to schedule an appointment today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Got ourselves a pretty long match going here tonight. 15-14. Fort Recovery leading, trailing by one here in the fourth set. Leading 2-1 overall. And another serve for Marissa Garkey, who's had two ace serves in a row here. It's another good serve, but this time Niemeyer able to return it to Fort Recovery. Fort Camp sets for Garkey, and Garkey a deep hit but got the kill right in the middle where there was nobody to return it. Now tied at 15-15. Here's Garkey's serve, and this one's too long. Finally self-destructed. Service error for Garkey, and that gives Minster the lead back at 16-15. Side out Minster, and going back to serve for them now will be Lindy Himmelgarn. Lindy Himmelgarn's serve is a good one, dug out by Marissa Garkey to Grace Guggenbiller. Here is Mara Pearson, the hit over, and got the kill. Mara Pearson with a kill for her. That is kill number six tonight. First one she's had in a while. That ties it up again, 16-16. Grace Guggenbiller serving. Good serve to the net. Here's the set. A block by Whitley Rammel. Whitley Rammel and Lily Luthold were both there together. Point for Grace Guggenbiller. Another good serve. Reballing it over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp got a double hit on Tegan Fortkamp. I hate that call. Absolutely do not appreciate that call whatsoever. I just don't see where that gives an advantage to one team or another to make that call. Oh, well. Whitley Rammel, a smash, got the kill. Side out Fort Recovery now, as Fort Recovery has taken an 18-17 lead. Faith Wendell back to serve for the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery wins this set. This match is over. Good serve at the net, and there's Whitley Rammel with a kill. For Whitley, that's kill number 10 on the night and gets her into double figures once again, as she usually is. Here's Minster's hit back over by Barhorst. Whitley Rammel smashed it through the block by Minster. Boy, she can be so dominating if she wants to be. Faith Wendell picks up the service point. And there is a service error for Fort Recovery. Back to serve now is Ava Greesup for Minster. Fort Recovery still leads 20-18 here. Good serve. Kanapke to Wendell. Here is Mara Pearson on the hit and got the kill right on the back line for Mara Pearson. What a close call that was. Side out Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp goes back to serve. Lady Indians leading 21-18. Trying to close the door on the Minster Lady Wildcats. Bupp serve is a good one. Dug out by Minster. Here's Barhorst over to Wendell. Kanapke will set for Garkey. Garkey on a hit. And we got... They say nobody touched that, so give Garkey a kill. Give Bupp another service point. And here is another good serve. Barhorst hits it back over, and it's out of bounds. It's 23-18. Fort Recovery leads by 5, 23-18. Minster calls a timeout. Fort Recovery on the verge of winning this match. We'll be back in just a moment.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are down to the end here in the set number four. Fort Recovery leads 2-1. They lead here in the fourth set, 23-18. Fort Recovery won the first set, 25-21. Minster won the second set, 25-19. Fort Recovery won the third set, 25-19. They're leading here in this set. Audra Bupp, another good serve. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Fort Recovery, back to Tegan Fortkamp. And here's Minster in a hit back over. And they're going to call an illegal hit on Minster. Give Bupp another service point. And here's match points, 24-18. Match point for Fort Recovery. Here is Bupp's serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Ava Greesup of Minster. A miss hit by Barhorst. And Fort Recovery wins the set and wins the match, 25-18 was the final. Fort Recovery winning set number four. We are done. Fort Recovery winning 3-1. A real battle, though. Minster came to play tonight. Again, Fort Recovery winning 3-1. We'll recap the matchup right after we pause for this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect. For officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, Fort Recovery lost the JV match tonight. They come back and win the varsity match. They lost the JV match 27-25, 25-22 to Minster. Both were really close sets. In fact, Fort Recovery led late in each set but couldn't nail down the win. So Minster wins the JV competition 2-0. Fort Recovery wins 3-1 in the varsity competition as Fort Recovery won the first set 25-21. They lost the second set 25-19, won the third set 25-19, and won the fourth set 25-18. For Fort Recovery, we had 11 kills for Whitley Rammel on the evening. Congratulations to Whitley. She had a total of a few service points, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 service points, including 2 aces, and she had 1 block on the night as well. Faith Wendell had a total of 5 service points on the night, including 2 aces. Grace Guggenbiller had 8 service points and 5 kills. Tegan Fortkamp with 9 service points, including 3 aces and 3 kills. Mara Pearson had 7 kills. Lily Luthold had 1 kill. Marissa Garkey with 11 kills, 9 service points, and 3 aces. So unofficially, I have both Whitley Rammel and Marissa Garkey with 11 kills tonight. Audra Bupp ended up with 15 service points, including 5 aces, and including the match-winning point at the end. So those are the Fort Recovery stats. For Minster, Ava Griesup had 3 service points, including an ace. Savannah Bergman had 2 service points with 1 ace. Kayla Lamb had a total of 5 kills and 2 blocks. Lindy Himmelgarn had several service points, 11 service points and 3 aces. Megan Fortkamp had 2 kills. Jaden Clooney had 9 service points. And among those 9, there were 2 aces. She also had 3 kills on the night as well. Alyssa Niemeyer ended up with 5 kills and had several service points. Let's see here, 3, 6, 8 service points for Alyssa Niemeyer. Lily Barhorst, wow, what a sophomore, all-conference for sure. She had 17 kills on the night. As far as service points goes, she had 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8 service points, including 1 ace. So 17 kills on the night for Lily Barhorst to lead all players in that department. That wraps it up for us this evening. Thanks so much for listening. Again, Fort Recovery wins the varsity match 3-1, loses the junior varsity match 2-0. We'll be back on Saturday for the Fort Recovery matchup with Fort Recovery and Fort Loramie. And once again, that'll be at 10 o'clock here on the radio station and FortRecoveryRadio.com on Saturday morning. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.